as we welcome our good friend RJ Bell to the show. Hit it, Steve.
'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Every week at this time, we head out to Las Vegas for the founder of pregame.com. RJ Bell joins us on the line right now. How are you, sir?
Listen, that contest sounds fun.
Uh-huh.
But listen, we've been winning every Friday here for 4 years, baby. Right
here. I know.
Here.
I know. And now we're on Thursdays, and you had week one of the NFL season, and you won again last week with a 2-1 start to your season. You were only a half a point off on that Houston and New England game, so great start to a new season. Do you go to bed at night after the Monday night games when all your picks are in and go, whew, thank God I'm not going to embarrass myself on Kevin and Bean next week?
You know, actually, yes. Now, some of that could be how you guys have been unsympathetic to the ebbs and flows of gambling. But maybe that's that high. You know, if you have a father who's extra tough on you, you got to wonder, does that might make your childhood not as fun, but
right?
Does it motivate achievement?
Exactly.
It's an age-old question, but I do know I have more gray hairs now, too. So
we are doing our part to keep you on your toes. All right, let's take a look at this week's picks from RJ. The big dog game is the Indianapolis Colts and the Washington Redskins. Now, this game is in Washington, and is this the game that everybody's talking about is going to finally break their decades-old sellout streak?
Oh, well, you know, that's interesting. I hadn't really followed that as closely, but it does give you an example where the Skins at home aren't as, they don't have a typical home field advantage as big as most, but I think this is the most important part. Andrew Luck's health was uncertain coming into week one. Even though the Colts lost the game, Andrew Luck looked mighty good. And we actually bet against the Colts last week and won with that. But to me, he came out looking healthy. So thumbs up there for the Colts. On the other hand, Washington looked amazing. But the public is just so into Washington because of how good they looked last week. This line is all the way up to 6. And here's the adage in week two you always got to remember. No team is as good as they looked at their best. No team is as bad as they looked at their worst. Because of that, we're taking the Colts plus 6.
And refresh my memory, RJ, Washington's new quarterback this year is who?
Alex Smith, who was at Kansas City,
right.
And he controls the ball. He's very good as a game manager. His ceiling's not as high, though.
Okay, best bet from RJ Bell this week. You got Dolphins over the Jets. How come?
Because we talked about overreaction. Here's a couple of factors that add to that overreaction. One is games on national TV. Where the Jets were on Monday Night Football, the whole world were watching. Number two, if it's a big city, New York, L.A., look at the Rams. The energy around those teams when they play well is even more pronounced. And lastly, if you have a savior at quarterback like Sam Darnold, all those things have combined. It's like Jets mania off of one performance. If you would have bet this game last week, the Jets were pick 'em. Now the Jets are favored by 3. All that adjustment in just 1 week. Oh, by the way, the Dolphins won last week. Just hardly anyone was paying attention. Their quarterback is back from injury, Tannehill, and I think a second game is going to be even better for him. We're taking best bet of the week, Dolphins plus 3.
Interesting. All right. And the big game of the week, you can't hurt me with anything you say about the Seahawks because I am fully expecting them to have a terrible season this year. I wasn't surprised to see them lose last week. I'm not going to be surprised to see them lose this week. What say you against the Bears?
I like Seattle here. And, you know, I'm not afraid to bet against Seattle, I promise. But I think they're better than people think. So let's kind of start there. I think Seattle's a little underrated. I wouldn't be surprised at an 8-8. Now, that's not great, but a lot of people are even more pessimistic than that. And they played well last week, too. But the Bears looked amazing. Again, on national TV, Sunday Night Football, they looked amazing for a while. At a certain point in that game, if you would have said Green Bay was going to come back and beat the Bears, you could have got 12-1 odds. It was that big of a long shot. Well, they did come back and win. Well, the fact is the Bears lost, but you might think, oh, everyone's down on them. No, they're more focused on how good they played early in that game to get that 20-point lead. But here's the question. What will be the emotional reaction from the Bears team to have a big win snatched away? I think there might be a little bit of a hangover because of that. And this game's on Monday Night Football, too. It's the big game. We're going to take Seattle plus 3.5.
All right, so recapping, you got the Colts plus 6 over the Redskins, if we're still allowed to say that word. The best bet is the Dolphins plus 3 over the New York Jets and the Seahawks plus 3.5 over the Chicago Bears. By the way, we, in the interest of time, we only cover 3 games here on the air, but RJ covers them all on the website at pregame.com. And don't forget, he's got a podcast, which is great, called RJ Bell's Dream Preview. He and the experts on iTunes, they talk about college football, NFL episodes every week, so you can check the whole thing out. All right, good luck to you, my friend. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, RJ.
Thank you.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.